Women make up more than half the world's population, and menopause is a reality of our lives. But you don't hear a lot of talk about it.
There's the big talk about the period. There's no talk about the menopause.
It's like an adventure every day. You kind of don't know really what's going to happen.
As a grown woman, you would think that this would be common knowledge.
Well, it's becoming common knowledge, and big business if that ad from Poise Products is any indication. This year, in our Changing Lives of Women series, we're exploring aging, and NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates has this look at where menopause fits in.
Menopause is more than just saying bye to your menstrual period. It's systemic and affects a lot of things: metabolism, memory, mood, and body temperature, to name a few. Despite that, there's been little mention of it in popular culture, with a few memorable exceptions. In 1975, 4 decades ago, the popular sitcom All in the Family took on menopause when Edith Bunker became panicked by her mood swings and hot flashes. Nobody told her what to expect.
When I was a young girl, I didn't know what every young girl should know. Now I'm going to be an old lady, and I don't know what every old lady should know.
2 decades later, on The Cosby Show, Claire Huxtable told her daughter, and America, menopause was no big deal.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So how'd your doctor's appointment go?
Oh, I am healthy. I'm in great shape, and I'm beginning menopause.
Matter of fact. Fast forward to now. Dr. Hilda Hutcherson is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Columbia University's medical school, and she often treats women in menopause. Dr. Hutcherson says the old taboo around menopause has largely dissolved. Instead of whispering about it, as her mother did,
my girlfriends and I talk about it all the time. We compare notes. How are you dealing with your hot flashes, and how are you dealing with your sexual changes and desire? It's so much easier to talk about all of those things now.
Ironically, it took a former leader of the United States Senate talking about a little blue pill to make things easier.
You know, it's a little embarrassing to talk about ED, but it's so important to millions of men and their partners that I decided to talk about it publicly.
Erectile dysfunction, or ED, had a powerful spokesman early on in Bob Dole, who introduced the country to Viagra. That 1998 ad broke through people's reserves. It made many folks more comfortable being a bit more upfront about midlife changes like ED. Menopause, though, has taken longer. For one thing, even medical professionals didn't know much about it. Dr. Wolf Yudian is a founder of the North American Menopause Society, or NAMS. Back in 1967, when Dr. Yudian began researching menopause at the University of Cape Town in South Africa, there wasn't a lot to go on.
It was actually one line in a medical textbook which said that menopause is physiological amenorrhea, which meant that it's a normal loss of periods and there's nothing else to say about it.
Today, says Dr. Yudian, there's plenty of talk about menopause for at least one obvious reason.
There's big money to be made. In many of the markets, we're talking about multi-billion dollar markets. And so there's all sorts of stuff being sold to women. You only have to type the word menopause on a Google search, and a wealth of stuff comes up.
Some of that stuff includes vitamins and herbal remedies for hot flashes and tech devices designed to strengthen slack pelvic muscles. There's even a new drug to make intimacy friction-free. And it's advertised on primetime TV. That's a huge change.
If sex is very painful due to menopause, why not do something about it? Ask about Osfina.
That it took so long for women to talk in public about sex and aging is odd, since we're talking about the generation that launched the sexual revolution. These were the first women who could separate sex from childbearing. Their Bible was Our Bodies, Ourselves. But for many, menopause was still a puzzle.
My name is Janet Pregler. I'm a professor of clinical medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. And I'm also the director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center.
And Dr. Pregler believes a lot of what's advertised to menopausal women exists because a normal life process now is being treated as if it were a disease that needs to be cured.
Many of these things are important and do give relief to a small number of women.
But, she says, not everyone needs them.
The healthcare industry is an industry, and so there's been this sense of, okay, well, let's sell this to as many people as we can.
So you're getting a blitz of ads for everything from cooling towelettes that soothe flushed skin to drugs that retard bone loss. And, says Dr. Pregler, the prevalence of those ads worries some women who are aging well and who feel just fine.
I've actually had patients come in and say, I think there's something wrong with me. I'm not having terrible menopause symptoms, and aren't I supposed to have those?
The answer is not necessarily. What's tolerable for some women in menopause may be unbearable for others, and figuring out how to relieve some of the side effects of menopause safely and reliably is still a challenge for the healthcare industry. In the meanwhile, you'll continue to hear ads like this.
Is this a symptom or...
Ooh, Lordy, help me. I am so hot.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.